Today is the 8th day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is great to be here with you today as we gather and come together around the global campfire and get into our week. But right now, this is how we get into it. We take a little bit of time, a little oasis that we create for ourselves, and just let the scriptures speak to us. We are in the book of Deuteronomy at this point, and picking up where we left off, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 28 through verse 52 today. And by way of reminder, Moses is reciting the lyrics to a song that he's teaching the children of Israel so that they will not forget. This song is supposed to stand as a witness against them if and when they do forget. And so we're kind of in the middle of that, and that's where we pick up with Deuteronomy 32, 28. But Israel is a senseless nation. The people are foolish, without understanding. Oh, that they were wise and could understand this. Oh, that they might know their fate. How could one person chase 1,000 of them, and 2 people put 10,000 to flight, unless their rock had sold them, unless the Lord had given them up? But the rock of our enemies is not like our rock, as even they recognize. Their vine grows from the vine of Sodom, from the vineyards of Gomorrah. Their grapes are poison, and their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the venom of serpents, the deadly poison of cobras. The Lord says, am I not storing up these things, sealing them away in my treasury? I will take revenge. I will pay them back. In due time, their feet will slip. Their day of disaster will arrive, and their destiny will overtake them. Indeed, the Lord will give justice to his people, and he will change his mind about his servants when he sees their strength is gone and no one is left, slave or free. Then he will ask, where are their gods, the rocks they fled to for refuge? Where now are those gods who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their offerings? Let those gods arise and help you. Let them provide you with shelter. Look now, I myself am he. There is no other god but me. I am the one who kills and gives life. I am the one who wounds and heals. No one can be rescued from my powerful hand. Now I raise my hand to heaven and declare, as surely as I live, when I sharpen my flashing sword and begin to carry out justice, I will take revenge on my enemies and repay those who reject me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword will devour flesh. The blood of the slaughtered and the captives and the heads of the enemy leaders. Rejoice with him, you heavens, and let all of God's angels worship him. Rejoice with his people, you Gentiles, and let all the angels be strengthened in him. For he will avenge the blood of his children. He will take revenge against his enemies. He will repay those who hate him and cleanse his people's land. So Moses came with Joshua, son of Nun, and recited all the words of this song to the people. When Moses had finished reciting all these words to the people of Israel, he added, take to heart all the words of warning I have given you today. Pass them on as a command to your children, so they will obey every word of these instructions. These instructions are not empty words. They are your life. By obeying them, you will enjoy a long life in the land you will occupy when you cross the Jordan River. That same day, the Lord said to Moses, go to Moab, to the mountains east of the river, and climb Mount Nebo, which is across from Jericho. Look out across the land of Canaan, the land I am giving to the people of Israel as their own special possession. Then you will die there on the mountain. You will join your ancestors just as Aaron, your brother, died on Mount Hor and joined his ancestors. For both of you betrayed me with the Israelites at the waters of Meribah at Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. You failed to demonstrate my holiness to the people of Israel there. So you will see the land from a distance, but you may not enter the land I am giving to the people of Israel. Luke 12:35-59. Be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning, as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks. The servants who are ready and waiting for his return will be rewarded. I tell you the truth, he himself will seat them, put on an apron and serve them as they sit and eat. He may come in the middle of the night or just before dawn, but whenever he comes, he will reward the servants who are ready. Understand this, if a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. Peter asked, Lord, is that illustration just for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, a faithful, sensible servant is one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants and feeding them. If the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. I tell you the truth, the master will put that servant in charge of all he owns. But what if the servant thinks my master won't be back for a while, and he begins beating the other servants, partying, and getting drunk? The master will return unannounced and unexpected, and he will cut the servant in pieces and banish him with the unfaithful. And a servant who knows what the master wants but isn't prepared and doesn't carry out those instructions will be severely punished. But someone who does not know and then does something wrong will be punished only lightly. When someone has been given much, much will be required in return. And when someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required. I have come to set the world on fire, and I wish it were already burning. I have a terrible baptism of suffering ahead of me, and I am under a heavy burden until it is accomplished. Do you think I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I have come to divide people against each other. From now on, families will be split apart. Three in favor of me and two against, or two in favor and three against. Father will be divided against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. And mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And Jesus turned to the crowd and said, when you see clouds beginning to form in the west, you say, here comes a shower. And you are right. When the south wind blows, you say, today will be a scorcher, and it is. You fools, you know how to interpret the weather signs of the earth and sky, but you don't know how to interpret the present times. Why can't you decide for yourselves what is right? When you are on the way to court with your accuser, try to settle the matter before you get there. Otherwise, your accuser may drag you before the judge, who will hand you over to an officer, who will throw you into prison. And if that happens, you won't be free again until you have paid the very last penny. Psalm 78:56-64. But they kept testing and rebelling against God Most High. They did not obey His laws. They turned back and were as faithless as their parents. They were as undependable as a crooked bow. They angered God by building shrines to other gods. They made Him jealous with their idols. When God heard them, He was very angry and He completely rejected Israel. Then He abandoned His dwelling at Shiloh, the tabernacle where He had lived among the people. He allowed the ark of His might to be captured. He surrendered His glory into enemy hands. He gave His people over to be butchered by the sword, because he was so angry with his own people, his special possession. Their young men were killed by fire. Their young women died before singing their wedding songs. Their priests were slaughtered, and their widows could not mourn their deaths. Proverbs 12:24. Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave. Okay, you may have noticed this in the other Gospels, but here in the Gospel of Luke, as Jesus is turning toward Jerusalem, you know, like we can see him becoming more and more focused the closer he gets to the time of suffering. And we can see that. We can hear that in his words. We can almost feel the weight of it in the way that he's navigating. He's trying to give as much as he possibly can in the time that he has. And so today he's like discussing vigilance and basically saying, like, this is irreplaceable. Be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. And so he's teaching that the servants who were ready, the ones who were awake and aware, the ones with eyes and ears open, are the ones that can see what's coming, and they will be rewarded. They will even be served. Like, that's the thing. Jesus describes this in this illustration, the master coming and serving the servants who were faithful. But he also made it like very, very personal. If a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he'd not permit the house to be broken into. So, like, well, that's a concept we can understand. And what's being described here is vigilance, awareness, alertness, paying attention to what is happening. This is required. This is required in every relationship that we have, right? If you just absolutely, completely check out, absolutely disregard your spouse, I mean, you lose them in the end. Like, vigilance is required in relationship, paying attention to what is going on. Like, that's required. And Jesus teaches us that that's what's required with God. I guess maybe a way of thinking about this is, like when we had kids and the time was coming, we had a bag packed, right? Like, ready to do this when the time comes. Don't know when the time is coming. We just know that the time is near. And so we will be ready, because when the time comes, we're going to dash forward and new life is coming. Jesus said a faithful, sensible person is the one whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants and feeding them. What does that look like in our lives? Are we paying attention? Are we paying attention to the people that are closest to us, or are those the people we take for granted the most? These are your household, and you are the servants of God. And we take care of the servants of God and our household. Are we one of those servants that the master can entrust the responsibilities of managing his household and his kingdom? Because, I mean, we need to then stop. If the answer is no, then we need to stop and see exactly what it is that we are entrusted with, and then begin to be vigilant about it. Very vigilant about it. Because the master comes and sees that, according to Jesus' example, and says, okay, I can trust you. I can trust you. May we be trustworthy before God today, right now. The Holy Spirit, come. We open ourselves to you fully. There is nothing hidden from you. And we hide a lot of things, thinking that we're hiding them from you, and we're just like trying to hide them from ourselves because we're ashamed. Nothing is hidden from you. You see it all, and you still love us. Impossible to comprehend, but we believe this is where faith is. We believe that despite what we've done, you, you have the power to make us new. And so, Holy Spirit, come, and as we experience that, the newness, may we become aware that that newness needs to spill out of us onto our families and our spouses. May we be vigilant about what you have entrusted us with, so that as we continue forward in integrity, we can hear you say, I trust you. I trust you. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is the website. It's where you can find out what's going on around here. The Daily Audio Bible app will do that and a lot more. And you can find that at the app store that works with your device. And so check that out. Be familiar with the community section. This is where you can get connected on the social media platforms that we participate in. It's also where the prayer wall lives, and I speak about it often. We should always be aware of it. Always know it's there. When the bottom falls out, we're not alone. That's the thing we need to know. When the bottom falls out, we're not alone. And we can go and tell the story. And brothers and sisters from all over the world who are here, around the global campfire, here, together, we, us, together, we can come alongside each other. Hold each other up, encourage each other in our journey. And so that is the prayer wall, and that is in the community section. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if this mission to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day and offered freely to anyone, anywhere, anytime, and to build community around the rhythm of just showing up at the global campfire every day for each other, with each other, in community, if that is life-giving to you, then thank you profoundly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Dab Fam. This is Nobody Gets Left Behind from Colorado. I'm calling in a prayer request for my son Isaiah. I wanted to pray first for his wedding on April 25th to Cora Howell. Just praying for all the plans to go accordingly. And just it's going to be a beautiful wedding where two young people get to glorify God. And I just want to also pray that Isaiah can get the pump. He's been a type 1 diabetic since he was young, and I'm not sure. I know he's a little bit stubborn, and if he hears this prayer request, I don't want him to get upset with me. But if our family around the globe, our global campfire, can please just pray for Isaiah, I would really appreciate it. I also want to just lift him up with his men's group that he's leading, and also our virtual Bible studies that follow the DAB here in Colorado. Isaiah is just such a young, strong man of God, and I thank the Holy Spirit for just working through our family through all these years. For those that can probably remember 10 years back or so, our family was, you know, we came from dysfunctional families, my husband and I, and we rose above all of that because we decided to give our lives to Christ and follow him. And I'm just, I couldn't be happier the place that we're at today. So I thank all of you. I love all your prayers. Ashley, I heard your prayer this morning. It was beautiful. Praise God you got to go to New York with Jackson. I love you guys. Until next time.
Hi. My name is Priscilla, but I'm calling to request prayer for my grandson, Miles. He was not in his bed when he was woken up, when he was supposed to be woken up this morning for school on Thursday. We have been frantically trying to find him. We think he may have had quote unquote help from an adult on social media that has enabled him to fly out of Alaska to Seattle. And I'm calling to ask prayers for his safety and that he's warm. He didn't take any clothes with him. He couldn't have orchestrated this all by himself, as he is high level autistic. I pray for his safe return and his warmth, and that he has food. Please pray for him. His name is Miles. He's 17. Thank you.
This is Susan from the Colorado High Country. Let's pray. Father God, I come before you on behalf of Avery, this sweet little three-year-old whose body you created, Lord, you knit together in her mother's womb. Lord, we know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, I thank you for her father, Jay, who comes before the throne, who doesn't give up. I thank you for this man of great faith, who holds on to you and who wants to protect and provide for his family and his daughter. Lord, I ask you for your healing hand upon Avery, upon this pink eye, Lord. I ask that you would lead Jay and his wife to a healer, Lord, someone who can find the root issue of what's going on in Avery's body. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And when something like this keeps occurring, Lord, there's a root cause, and I pray that you will open the minds, the knowledge of Jay and his family, of the doctors that they attend. I thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. I thank you that where we are willing to obey, where we are willing to listen to you, you will lead and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. Jay, I recommend that you look for a functional medicine doctor or an integrative health practitioner that will look for the root cause of what's going on in Avery's body and, start at the base. You are in my prayers. Amen.
Hi, neighbors. It's Lisa the Encourager. I wanted to call in today and pray for Russ's son, who has been without a job for about 9 months, and he's really going through it as he's looking for a job. And this was earlier, so I'm praying he has a job, but if not, I'm praying for your son, Russ, today. And I also want to pray for all others out there that are looking for a job, going through it, without a job. And I know how that impacts your life, and it can be very stressful. So a long time ago, my husband had that situation, so I understand how it can be very daunting. So I want to pray for all of those that need jobs. I also wanted to mention to Mary, thank you so much for your testimony. I prayed for Zoe and the abortion and the story that you told us and how it impacted you. It was a beautiful testimony. So I just wanted to thank you for that, Mary. So let's pray for Russ's son. Dear Heavenly Father God, I thank you for this day that we were able to come together and pray for others. And we pray most importantly today for those that are looking for jobs or seeking employment, Lord. We pray for their financial situation. We pray for how this impacts them in the feeling of hopelessness, Lord. We pray that you will give them hope and give them connections to people and jobs and open doors for opportunities, Lord God, and help them until that time that they are able to get that job, Lord. I pray that they will be able to, you will help them with their finances. And I pray that you also put wisdom in their lives and minds and how to find a job, Lord. We pray this in your precious name. Amen.